Dear friends, good evening, and thank you for joining us this week to one more of our Gnostic Labs for practical application. And today, what we would like to do is to go over the practice of the use of the faculty of controlling our heartbeat for the purposes of meditation. This is a very interesting practice, one that we have actually done here many times before, and that we have used it as one of our many methods to help you calm and relax your physical body. Because what happens? When we can relax our physical body, the calmness that we bring in by the effort of relaxation, which is a non-effort, the calmness and the harmony that we bring in with the harmonious rhythm of the inhalation and the exhalation, they take the motor center, the combination of that motor, sexual, and instinctive center, and it calms it down. As we do that, the emotional center, with the eyes closed, with our effort put into the exercise itself, our emotional center naturally starts calming down as well. And by consequence, the intellectual center also starts calming down. Samael, in one of his works, he tells us in ancient India, what they used to do when they were working with elephants, and there was an elephant that was out of control, was that they would take that elephant out of control and they would tie it to two calm elephants. And as a consequence, that third elephant, the one that was out of control, it would calm down. And the same thing happens with the three centers of the human machine. So, as we do these exercises of relaxation, the ability that we can develop to control and modulate the pulsations of the heart is amazing. It brings a very profound and a very deep state of relaxation. And we have to be watchful of these deep states of relaxation, because it's very common to identify with them. And the moment we identify with them, we fascinate. And of course, once fascination is there, it is very easy to fall into the sleep of the consciousness. So what we will ask you to do is that as you start experiencing that deep state of relaxation, be grateful for it. Receive that deep state of relaxation in alert novelty and alert perception, but don't identify with it. Do not fascinate with it. Experience it in gratitude and gratefulness. Enjoy the subtle vibration of the body, but focus on performing the exercise. So where is it that Samael speaks about this particular practice? Well, he does so in a book called The Esoteric Treatise of Hermetic Astrology. Perhaps you have a copy of it. Perhaps you have it in English or in Spanish. But know that all of our books in electronic format, all of our didactic material is free of charge to you. If you would like to have a copy of this book, we will be very happy to send you a PDF version free of charge, just so that you can have it, just so that you can have that wisdom and that you can put it to use. So in this book, The Esoteric Treatise of Hermetic Astrology, specifically under the constellation of Leo, this exercise appears. And it is specific in the constellation of Leo, because the constellation of Leo is the one that rules the heart. It is the one that has that direct influence over the heart. Not just the organ of the heart, also over that thymus gland that is so closely, so intimately related to the heart itself. And as a consequence, well, it has influence over our faculties of inspiration, our faculties of intuition, our ability to have dominion over the elementals of air. Constellation of Leo is associated to all of that. But what exactly is it that Samael tells us? Just to be faithful to that teaching, we're going to be translating directly from here. So pay close attention, because Samael tells us, the eyes, at the time of meditation, he says, the eyes must be closed so that all of the things of this physical material world do not become an item of distraction. We must combine the sleep state with our wake state, seeking to experience a very successful meditation. We must maintain a perfect balance between the wake state and the sleep state. If we have a little bit more sleep than wakeness, our physical body will fall asleep. We will fascinate with the comfort, and we will fall asleep. If we are offering more wake state than sleep state, then it is very difficult for us to be able and have the true meditative experience, because the brain is still caught in all of its thinking and in all of its projections. And we also have to understand that maintaining that perfect balance between wake state and sleep state allows us to unfold in our astral body. And while that is happening, the vital body can then help do its thing. It can put its four powerful ethers into action, particularly the luminous and the reflective ethers. And it helps rearrange, in scientific terms, our neural networks. We invite you, if you haven't seen it, to go out and search and observe the video that is done on a Buddhist monk who is a very good practitioner of meditation. And some scientists just populate his head with different sensors, and they map the firing of the neural networks of his brain while he is in a deep meditative state. And it is an awesome, beautiful manifestation of activity. But for that arrangement to happen, for those neural networks to rearrange themselves, well, we have to maintain that perfect balance between the sleep state and the wake state. If we fall asleep, well, we will unfold in our astral body. That is true. But then there will be no conscious effort behind meditation, and thus the brain will not be rearranging its neural networks. If we are more awake than asleep, then there will not be any arranging either. We're not going to be unfolding. We're just going to be caught in our own thinking, just sitting down with our eyes closed. And that is not meditation. But let's continue with what Samael says. Because he says, it is necessary to try to relax in its totality all of the muscles of the body, and then to concentrate our attention on the very tip of the nose. And we must do that until we feel the pulse of the heart at the nose. Then we will focus our attention in our right ear until we feel the pulse of the heart on the right ear. And then we will continue with our right hand until we feel the pulse of the heart in the right hand. And then we will continue with the right foot, and then with the left foot, and then with the left hand, and then with the left ear. And once again, we will make the effort each and every time to feel the pulse of the heart in that particular location where we are placing our attention. Samael says, the control over the physical body, it starts with the control over the pulse of the heart. The pulse of the tranquil, of the calm heart can be felt throughout the totality of the organism. But the Gnostics can feel it at will in every part or in any part of their body, whether it is at the tip of the nose or whether it is at an ear, or whether it is in one or the other arm, or whether it is in one of the feet. It has been demonstrated that by practice, we can acquire the possibility to regulate, increase, or decrease the pulsations of the heart. Samael says, the control over the heartbeat can never happen by trying to create influence over the muscles of the heart. It depends on creating influence and controlling the pulse. Without a doubt, the pulse is the second great beating of the heart. Samael says, the control of the pulse, or the control of this second heart, can be achieved in its totality through the absolute relaxation of all of our muscles. It is through the use of our attention that we can increase or reduce accelerate or slow down the pulsations of our second heart and the heartbeat of our primary heart. So this is very interesting. We have already learned here that for us to be able to do this, we must seek the absolute relaxation of all of the muscles in the body. Samael then tells us, and we will end with this, by saying samadhi, ecstasy that comes with meditation, will always happen when the pulsations of the heart are at a very slow pace, at a very slow rate. And at the point of maha samadhi, the pulsations will stop. The pulsations will stop. It is during samadhi that the essence, the buddhata, escapes the personality, and then it fuses with the being, and we have the opportunity of experiencing the fusion with the being, which is the experience of the illuminating void. This is what Samael tells us. So let's not make ourselves wait. This is an exercise that you will continue. So we will guide you. We will guide you. In this exercise, we're going to ask you to lay down flat on your back. If you can, please go ahead and do that. And if it is possible for you, lay down flat on your back with your head pointing north. You can assume either the posture of the corpse, meaning that you will be laying flat on your back with your heels together, your arms comfortably extended alongside of your body. Or you can lay flat on your back in the posture of a flaming star, where your legs are slightly spread, with your arms are spread to both sides, left and right, and you close your eyes. If you happen to have incense, by now you know very well that it is very appropriate for us to make use of frankincense while we're doing our practices on Thursday. So if you happen to have it, we hope that you already have lit your charcoal embers and that you can just pour your incense. If not, go ahead and take a minute. Light your incense and allow the essence, the fragrance, and the smoke coming from the incense to just prepare the environment in your bedroom, in your room, wherever you are right now, so that it becomes an auspicious moment for us to do this practice. Very well. Now let's go ahead and get started. If you choose to do your meditative exercise sitting down, you're also welcome to do that. You can either sit down and your asana can be that one of crossing your legs and being in the lotus posture. And if not, then feel free to sit down comfortably on your chair with your feet flat on the floor, your hands resting comfortably on your thighs. And as we do this, we're seeking a deep state of relaxation of the physical body. And for us to do this, we're going to go ahead and we're going to close our eyes. As we close our eyes, we're going to take a deep breath in one. Exhale in two. Two. One. Two. One. Two. With your eyes closed, seeking to avoid all of the distractions that the environment around us will offer. The lights turned off. Enjoying the aroma of the frankincense. Let's make ourselves ready to relax our physical body. With every inhalation, as you breathe and you inhale through your nose,
allow the inhalation to flow without you making any effort. Just allow yourself to relax your physicality. And perhaps we could say, Divine Father, Father of mine, let it be you who sits here. Let it be you who lays down, making use of this body, making use of a passive personality. And let it be you, be your expression in every breath. Because if the being is every inhalation, then every inhalation and every exhalation can be just perfect. If any thoughts come into our mind, do not follow the thoughts. Just observe them. And as that image may freeze right there before you, in that screen of the mind, feel free to use your objective imagination and see yourself tearing off that visual image and just curling it up like a piece of paper and tossing it. Toss it. In that mental imagery, toss it into an abyss. And just remain vigilant. And if another image were to show up, don't chase it. Do not identify with it. Just observe it. And as you observe it, see if it is an image coming to you, perhaps from your motor center, or perhaps from your sexual center. Maybe it's an image of emotions. Maybe it is an image from the intellect. It is always good to know from which centers of the human machine these images are being projected. And with that, as you identify from which center it is coming from, identify what is the sentiment behind that image. If it is an intellectual image, if it comes projected by the intellect, maybe what is behind it is an aspect of greed. Maybe it is an ambition to know more. If it is an image that comes from the emotional center, Perhaps behind it there may be an aspect of pride, self-love, self-considerations. It is always good to know which one of our psychological aggregates stands behind these thoughts. But as you see it and you recognize it, as you identify the source, as you get some understanding on the psychological aggregate behind it, reach out and tear that image off the screen. And see yourself just crushing it like a little ball of paper. And just tossing it down into that abyss. And slowly but surely, the mind starts slowing down and reducing the frequency of its projections. Let's use our attention to experience the sensation of the pulse all over our physical body. Perhaps this is the first time that you notice this sensation. Just know that that sensation has always been there. And let's enjoy it without identifying and fascinating with it. And continuing to breathe in a harmonious rhythm without making any particular effort other than that of maintaining that remembrance of self in this present moment. Let's bring our attention to the tip of our nose and as we do that, let's project the pulse of the heart, of that second heart. Let's project that pulse onto the tip of our nose. As you feel the pulse in the tip of your nose, let's enjoy that sensation with gratitude and with gratefulness. And let's shift our attention to our right ear. And as we do that, the pulse itself does not make itself wait. And we instantaneously start feeling the transition of those pulsations from the nose onto the right ear. Feel those pulsations. And continue breathing effortlessly. Being grateful for that experience. We then transition our attention to our right hand. And as we do that, the pulse does not make itself wait. And it immediately starts making a transition from our right ear to our right hand. And with every exhalation, let's seek to achieve the next degree of relaxation. So let's take our attention and let's transition it from our right hand to our right foot. And then again, the pulse does not make itself wait. And with every exhalation, we seek to reach that next degree of relaxation throughout all of our physical body. as we feel those pulsations in our right foot. Let's transition our attention to our left foot. And we then allow the projection of our pulse to manifest on our left foot. In this way, continue to breathe without making any effort. With every exhalation, we seek the next degree of relaxation. From our left foot, let's transition our attention to our left hand. And yet again, the pulse does not make itself wait. And it immediately starts making a transition onto our hand. Because this is a natural ability, we do not identify with it, but we are grateful for the experience. And as we continue to breathe in through our nose, out through our nose, each time, the exhalation becomes more profound. And with every exhalation, we seek the next superior degree of relaxation. And with that, let's transition our attention from our left hand to our left ear. And we do so seeking to maintain that perfect balance between the wake state and the sleep state. we enjoy this deep state of relaxation. And we experience it in gratitude and in gratefulness. And as we allow that pulsation from our left ear to gradually dissipate itself throughout the organism once again. We continue to breathe. Allowing every exhalation to be each time more profound. And we maintain our balance between the wake state and the sleep state. Continue seeking that perfect balance. And may all beings be happy.